Welcome to KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. There is an event in Seattle tomorrow called the Not Creepy Gathering for people who are single and want to fall in love. The organizer is going to tell you what's so not creepy about it, so stay tuned. First, though, we're going to begin our show today in the Seattle neighborhood of Madison Park. If you were on a walk there yesterday, you might have seen someone breaking and entering. U.S. State Department officials drilled through the locks on the gate of a Russian-owned home while former consular Russian employees filmed across the street. The Russian embassy tweeted that video with the caption, U.S. Special Services are preparing to invade Russian diplomatic property in Seattle. That's high drama for a Wednesday afternoon in Seattle. KUOW's Paige Browning is here to explain the drama. Hiya, Paige.
Hey, Bill.
First of all, why did the State Department feel they wanted to drill the locks in this consular house?
Well, as you know, about a month ago, the Trump administration ordered the closure of the Russian consulate office in Seattle. That office closed, but the consulate general who ran it lived in this Madison Park house that you mentioned. So the U.S. ordered that to be closed. Also, Tuesday was move-out day. And the U.S. State Department said, hey, well, these are my words, but hey, let's get together. You let us in the house. We'll do a walkthrough, make sure that your Russian government officials actually moved out. The Russian government, however, said, no, I think we'll decline to participate.
Why didn't they want to cooperate?
Well, basically, the Russian government says it's their property and that U.S. officials were invading it. This is going off of comments they posted online yesterday. As you mentioned, they were putting up multiple tweets and video from the U.S.-Russian embassy.
Okay, so there's a dispute over who's got the right to what here. So the Americans show up. The Russians don't lift a finger to help them enter the place. And paint me a picture, Paige. What happens next?
Okay, so here's where that picture of the blue tarp comes in. You may have seen, or listeners may have seen, this picture of a blue tarp outside of the Russian consulate house. The U.S. State Department says, well, the Russian government isn't going to let us in, so let's hire a local locksmith. So yesterday, the locksmith, hidden from onlookers and cameras under this tarp, drilled off the locks on the outside gate and on the house. And you can see the State Department officials in photos standing around and guarding. And basically, they said, we use the tarp to protect the identity of the locksmith and their local business. As you mentioned, Russian officials were filming videos across the street, but you never really see this Seattle locksmith pictured.
And what did the State Department find once they finally got in there?
Well,
as far as we know.
Yeah, who knows? I asked Cliff Seagroves this exact question. What did you find in the house? Seagroves directs the Office of Foreign Missions for the State Department, and he did the walkthrough in Seattle.
It's a house, you know, a very nice house. It, no surprises, it has furniture, what you would find in a nice house like this.
Furniture.
You know, maybe they did just want to confirm that Russian officials had moved out. Maybe they were looking for things left behind. Surveillance. Was it bugged? Were there signs of espionage? He would not tell me any of those things. But there were multiple bags of shredded documents that were found outside the house. There's also some pictures of these circulating online. Not clear if those were confiscated, but I would not be surprised.
I remember the U.S., it was a big deal when the U.S. closed the Russian consulate in San Francisco last year. Any similarities between these two?
Yeah, I would say there's a few. They're both very well-maintained mansions in nice neighborhoods in both cities, both ordered to be vacated by the U.S. government, and there was, in both cases, some evidence of last-minute destruction of documents. I mentioned we saw the shredded papers, bags of shredded paper outside in Seattle. In San Francisco, there were documents burned in the fireplace, sending smoke out in the final days. And actually, the fire department showed up there.
So in both cases here, there were these stately historic homes. What do we know about the Seattle house where this happened?
I think this is kind of fun to know the house's history. It's pretty interesting. This mansion, it's also called the Samuel Hyde House, also known as McGillivray's Second Edition. So this was built for liquor entrepreneur Samuel Hyde. It was about 10 years before Prohibition that it was built. And now it's listed as a Seattle landmark. The outside of the house, much of the inside, the, quote, classically built brick wall all around the property, all of that has to remain intact. And also the very nice gardens on the ground, those need to remain intact.
Well, maybe all this will become part of the Seattle tour, the stately home, the big liquor home from 1910 that used to have a blue tarp over it. So in the case of a diplomatic mission here, Paige, my understanding was that you're on Russian soil once you enter those gates. Russian law applies, but is that not right?
This is somewhat complicated. The U.S. owns the land. Since the 90s, the Russian government has owned the house and occupied it. But, now let me get this right, the Foreign Missions Act permits the Secretary of State to require a foreign mission to forego their use of real estate. That's what's happening in this case. As I mentioned, the U.S. has withdrawn its consent for the Russian government to have a post in Seattle. So they say, you no longer have the right to have the possession of this property. There is an open question over who actually owns the house, but what we do know is there is no longer any official Russian diplomatic business taking place in Seattle. The consulate's office is closed, the general's house is now closed, and Russian people are not allowed to get things like visas here anymore.
A dramatic eviction of a kind in Seattle's Madison Park yesterday when the State Department showed up to retake possession of a Russian government-owned mansion. Last month, the Trump administration expelled the diplomats and ordered Seattle's Russian consulate closed. KUOW's Paige Browning, thank you for telling us the story.
Thanks, Bill.
You're listening to The Record on KUOW. We're going to talk with the two Seattle brothers who founded the Seattle chapter of the Black Panther Party 50 years ago. Coming up.